We are rebroadcasting our session with The Fray from late last year as their debut album has caught on in a big way, particularly the song How to Save a Life, which was still an album track when we talked with them originally. I commented at the time that the song seemed to be about an intervention.
Yeah, maybe a failed intervention, failing to see that you need to come alongside somebody, like with your arm around them to let them know that you're on the same team.
Did it come out of an experience? Or?
Actually, I was working at like a youth camp, and there was this kid who was like coming out of rehab and stuff, and he was in a really good place, but he was just telling me of all the people that tried and failed trying to, you know, get him out of his place, you know, and he was lost in a lot of substance abuse and just big problems, and people came against him, you know, as enemies, and he said it never got through to him until somebody came alongside and like proved that they were his friend, and then he started tracking with him.
Hmm. God, it's a tough situation. Was it tough to get the right tone in that song?
Yeah, I think we couldn't have written it until like I had that encounter with him, because he really gave me like the backstage experience on that, and like he was talking, I was just like taking notes. It was crazy.
Wow.
He definitely gave us a lot of insight into what happens.
Can you do that one? Can you do How to Save a Life?
Yeah.
Stay out.
This next one's Over My Head.
I never knew that everything was falling through, that everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn around when all I needed was the truth. But that's how it's gotta be. It's coming down to nothing more than apathy. I'd rather run the other way than stay and see the smoke and who still stands and when it clears. And everyone knows I'm in over my head, over my head. 8 seconds left on all the time. She's on your mind, she's on. Soften a bit until we all just get along. With that disregard, you find another friend and you discard. As you lose the arguments in a cable car, hanging above as the canyon comes between. And everyone knows I'm in over.
And that's Over My Head, or as if you listen to the chorus a lot, Cable Car from The Fray. And that is the one you may have heard more than others from The Fray's debut album. Actually, we heard the title track, How to Save a Life, right before that. And The Fray are joining us live today on The World Cafe. And I would love to hear what Joe King and you, Isaac, thought of that song when you finished it. Did you have good feelings about it? Because that was sort of the song that kind of opened the door for you guys.
No, I don't think we had any idea. It was just like another one of the two songs.
Yeah, I don't think it was like this, oh my gosh, this is the song. You know what
right.
I mean?
Because I was listening to How to Save a Life, and I said, God, this is a great song. You know, it could have been that. I mean, it could have been, you know, it's really interesting how that happened.
Yeah, it's funny, because like, even with How to Save a Life, we all did feel something extra about it. But, I mean, for Over My Head, we did the vocals in like three takes, maybe two and a half takes, and... But we had to get out of the studio. Aaron's like, we gotta go. And I was like, I don't have a bridge. He's like, well, write it quick.
There's a certain extent to where, like, you don't trust your own judgment sometimes, because you get so excited about everything you do sometimes, and you don't have that perspective.
Yeah.
So we've kind of learned
backed
to
off.
Back off a little bit and then see it kind of raise itself up if it's the song.
Yeah.
So the story goes, you sent it to a radio station, and they started playing, and I understand the reaction was immediate.
Actually, no. We sent them actually eight songs before that all got rejected. And then the ninth one was over my head. Yeah,
yeah. They were like, "Keep writing. That's a good job."
They did. They sent us a little email. You're on the right track.
Would they offer no more constructive advice than that?
Actually, they did. They said a few things about our choruses, and they thought they were too low or something. It was it was some PD giving us the art.
Some non-musician giving
us it was great
advice.
Right.
Well, one of you guys said something really interesting in one of the articles I read about you, which is about what happens when bands are starting out and how they try to make a mark kind of as being the biggest band in the club, or they you know, they have a great cover that goes over really well. But you guys really concentrated on songs. Did that mean you didn't play out as much to begin with?
I think it means that we didn't have many people coming out to the shows, because we weren't like this novelty act. We didn't have any like pyrotechnics. There are some bands in Denver that are just crazy good live, and like you watch them for the live show. But there's definitely, I mean, it's a sports town. There's you know, some major teams there, and everybody loves the covers. So the cover bands just make tons of cash, and it's really hard to make it as a songwriter.
Yeah, and, I mean, even our A&R guy, the first time he came out and we met with him after one of our shows, he said, you know what you guys are doing takes longer, but it lasts, because you're not just like, you know, writing to get that instant fan base, you know, today and tomorrow, and it's gone so quick. He's like, what you guys are doing, it can last a long time.
Yeah.
You're currently out touring with Ben Folds. Isaac, have you had any like keyboard player bonding moments?
You know, they let me play his piano for about 4 minutes, which was a highlight.
Did you feel like, maybe I should be traveling with a piano?
I was like, I am on the wrong keyboard. instrument. I'm on the wrong instrument. It's a keyboard.
Right. It's not a... Well, yeah, Ben Folds travels with his own, I guess it's Baldwin
grand piano.
Yeah.
For sure. No, Ben's cool. Like, we toured with Weezer for a while, and the lead singer for them was really, like, shy and not outgoing, and you had to, like, karate chop him in the hall to get a conversation out of him. And Ben stops us and tells us stories. And he fell off a stage in Japan and got a concussion, and he played better that night than he ever did in his whole life. And he's like, he's really outgoing to tell us all these stories. It's been good.
Great career advice. Fall off the stage, yeah. Anyway, The Fray are our guests, and we're hearing some of the music from their debut album. What do you guys want to do next?
This one is the love song of the album, called Look After You.
Now steady love, so few come and don't. shore, the city spins around. You're the only one who knows to slow me down. And
this next one's called She Is.
Do not get me wrong, cannot wait for you to come home. For now you're not here and I'm not there. It's like we're on our own to figure it out. Consider how to find a place to stand instead of walking away and instead of nowhere to land. This is gonna break me clean in two. This is gonna bring me close to you. Well, she is everything I need that I never knew I wanted. She is everything I want that I never knew I needed. She is everything I need that I never knew I wanted. She is everything I want that I never knew I needed. It's all up in the air and we stand still to see what comes down. I don't know where it is, I don't know when, but I want you around. When it comes in a place with you and I, we go from F to win, your side and mine, both behind's indication. This is gonna bring some clarity. This will take the heart right out of me. She is everything I need that I never knew I wanted. She is everything I want that I never knew I needed. She is everything I need that I never knew I wanted. She is everything I want that I never knew I needed. This is gonna bring me to my knees. I just wanna hold you close to me. She is everything I need that I never knew I wanted. She is everything I want that I never knew I needed. She is everything I need that I never knew I wanted. She is everything I want that I never knew I needed. She is everything.
She is the song that begins the Phrase debut album, How to Save a Life, and a good one it is. Now, wait a second. Some of you guys were, while this was all going on, studying music business in school.
Yeah, actually, three of us were.
Ah. Did it help? Were you able to correct the lawyers and things? Or?
Actually, there's a degree at the University of Colorado at Denver called the Music Industry Degree, and it's basically like how to rob an artist. Like that's what the diploma should say. And it's cool. We just learned a bunch of like tricks of record labels and all this stuff so that when we went into it, it definitely helped a lot. I graduated. The other two guys actually just got going. Dave was like a year uh-huh. and a half in, and Ben is about 6 months in. So we pulled him out early, but it's a great program. I love it.
Isaac, I've been watching you sing and perform, and you... Now, I just know I have the album to go from, but you seem to really have developed as a frontman. You're really emotive in your singing and how you move and stuff.
It's cool.
Have you had to learn a lot about that, or does that just sort of come as you get in front of an audience?
You know, I used to be really bad at talking too much, and I still certainly talk too much, and focus less on the music. But the guys are faithful to letting me know when I'm speaking out of turn. So.
Ah.
I think, yeah, it's actually been really good.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, Isaac, that's clearly enough. But seriously, thanks to the Fray for joining us today. We'll leave on that note. We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.